Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is one of the few cabinet holdovers from the Obama administration. Shulkin is a private medical doctor who left his practice to become Undersecretary of Health for the VA, and he was named by President Trump to head the organization with a rare unanimous confirmation from the Senate. Shulkin heads the VA at a time of reform. Two major wars have produced a flood of veterans coming home and needing care for the physical and emotional scars of battle. In 2014, long waiting lists at clinics caused some veterans to go without care.
I think it was the perfect storm. Not only were we seeing large numbers of service members returning from active conflict with very severe injuries, both physical and emotional, but it was also the time that the Vietnam veterans were just turning on average about 65 years old. And so we were having a large influx of both older veterans requiring more care, as well as our younger veterans requiring more care. So that was one issue. The second issue is that we have failed to give people who work in the VA the proper tools and systems that they deserve to take care of our veterans. So a lot of what I'm doing is bringing best practices from the private sector into the VA, modernizing the VA systems to give them the tools to be able to handle the types of situations that they're faced with every day taking care of veterans, and providing the right amount of resources so that we can meet the demand required upon us.
Right. So those are some of your reforms that you're attempting to bring in. And you just mentioned the word resources, which means money, which Congress has increased. But I want to talk about sheer numbers that the VA is dealing with now, because so many young people have come home from major wars post 9/11. A 50% increase in veterans qualifying for care between 2007 and 2013. And the total number of inpatient visits from 63 million to 92 million. You talked about resources, but the fact is that there's an enormous increase, really a tidal wave of veterans who now need care.
Right. As we were fixing the access issues in VA, I let everybody know that our wait times would actually probably go up before they go down, because we had ignored that demand on our services for quite some time. And what we learned is as we made more appointments available, more and more people were coming to the VA to get services. We've seen 7 million more appointments this year alone than last year. So we are just now reaching the point that I think that we are addressing the true demand of the VA healthcare system.
$500 million Congress has sent your way to deal with this influx of veterans who need care. Is it gonna need to be more?
The problems in the VA are not solely a money issue. And I do not believe that we should be looking for large increases in funding for the years that are coming in the future. I think what we're trying to do is to modernize our system so we can become more efficient, more productive, and make sure that we're providing the right services by implementing best practices and modernizing the current systems we have, not necessarily more money.
Mr. Secretary, you recently used your authority to change some of the rules there at the VA when it comes to emergency treatment for vets suffering from PTSD. And we had a veteran and an advocate on the show named Christopher Goldsmith. He works for the Vietnam Veterans of America, and he's an Iraq vet himself who got a less than honorable discharge because of a suicide attempt. He missed a deployment. But he had this to say.
The secretary has gone as far as he can, without top cover from President Trump and without the support of Congress. We need everybody, and we need the average voter to get engaged on this issue and say that every single veteran who has PTSD deserves access to mental health care.
And Mr. Secretary, he added to that that while he supports the reforms, he called it putting a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound. How do you respond?
Well, I admire his passion on this, and I think that he's got a lot that makes sense in his comments. Our top priority is to make sure that we're helping veterans, and the biggest clinical priority is reducing veteran suicide. And if you don't allow people access to health care and to behavioral health care services, I don't know how you're going to begin to address that. I was tired of waiting, and I just acted, and as of July 5th, any veteran who has another than honorable discharge just needs to come to the VA, and we're going to provide them those emergency mental health services because it's the right thing to do. But I agree with Mr. Goldsmith. We need to do more than that.
And do you have a sense that appropriations bills, VA funding bills, are going to attempt to fund this type of expansion in mental health care?
Well, Secretary, I'm simply not going to allow us to pass bills and not provide us the resources to be able to carry them out. And so I see this very much as a partnership with Congress. We've had a very good relationship in being able to match what they're asking us to do with the resources that we need. That's why I believe our budget this year for fiscal year 18 has gone up, and it allows us to be able to carry out our mission.
Mr. Secretary, one of the other key reforms that Congress decided on was letting veterans, especially those who live in rural areas, maybe not close to one of your VA hospitals, go to see a private doctor. This was a controversial reform. There's some fear that it could undermine the VA if patients start going elsewhere for their care. How's it working out so far, and do you have a fear that it could undermine VA facilities if patients can just go see private doctors?
This was a program that Congress acted on initially in the 2014 wait time crisis. And in fact, I think that the program has been successful and achieved the results, which is to allow veterans that weren't able to get care in a reasonable way to be able to go into the community. And we've seen millions of veterans now who would have had trouble getting care, being able to get care closer to home. And I think that's a good thing. And I support the continuation of a program like that. My goal is to build a system that takes advantage of the very best that VA has to offer veterans and the best that the private sector in the community has to offer veterans, and to create a single integrated experience, a seamless system of care that where the private sector works with VA. That is in no means moving towards privatization of VA. To the contrary, I believe that VA is an essential national resource. It's tied to our national security. It's important for us to honor our commitment to our veterans to keep a VA strong and robust.
David Shulkin, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Mr. Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.